hopefully all of that data will help build a case to allow us to get the public hearings that we deserve and get a fair chance to present.
Somi, and you're listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM, hands-on creative community radio for Greene and Columbia County.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Bindlestiff Family Circus of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
Pentagon Papers at 50. Press freedom and whistleblowers still at risk. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. Legendary whistleblower Dan Ellsberg leaked the Pentagon Papers 50 years ago, a courageous act of truth-telling for which he later faced life in prison. He hasn't stopped since. Last May, just weeks after turning 90, Ellsberg made yet another disclosure of classified national security information. He was speaking on a panel I moderated with another whistleblower, Edward Snowden, at a University of Massachusetts conference called Truth, Dissent, and the Legacy of Daniel Ellsberg.
Let me tell the truth that I've had here for 50 years,
said Dan Ellsberg before reading from a secret 1958 report describing the willingness of U.S. officials to launch a nuclear war.
I copied that study. It was in my top secret safe in 1969, and I've had it ever since.
Ellsberg was working at the Rand Corporation and as a consultant to the Kennedy administration. He was also a U.S. Marine officer and participated in combat missions in Vietnam. In 1969, inspired by the growing anti-war and draft resistance movements, Ellsberg photocopied the Pentagon Papers, a secret 7,000-page history of U.S. decision-making during the Vietnam War. Unable to find a U.S. senator willing to take the documents, he leaked them to the New York Times. The Times published its first Pentagon Papers piece on June 13, 1971. 2 days later, a federal court granted President Richard Nixon's request for an injunction blocking further publication. After Ellsberg's identity as a leaker became public, he and his wife Patricia went underground as he continued to distribute copies of the documents to other newspapers. Nixon's national security advisor, Henry Kissinger, called Ellsberg the most dangerous man in America. Nixon, in a recorded Oval Office conversation with his attorney general, said,
"We've got to keep our eye on the main ball. The main ball's Ellsberg. We got to get this son of a bitch."
On June 30th, 1971, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the New York Times, barring government censorship of the press and allowing continued publication of the Pentagon Papers. Nixon intensified his campaign targeting the whistleblower, afraid of what he might release next. As Ellsberg recounted on the Democracy Now! NewsHour,
he burglarized my former psychoanalyst's office. He sent 12 Cuban assets of the Bay of Pigs up to incapacitate me totally on the steps of the Capitol. On May 3rd, he overheard me on illegal, warrantless wiretaps.
When the Nixon administration's misconduct was revealed, the judge threw out the espionage case against Ellsberg. Dan Ellsberg's example has encouraged other whistleblowers, among them Edward Snowden, who, while a contractor at the National Security Agency, participated in the development of the government's secret global dragnet surveillance program. He leaked a massive trove of documents in 2013 and has lived in exile in Russia ever since. At the conference on May 1st, Snowden said of whistleblowers who inspired him,
"They had stood up at great personal risk to tell the public an essential truth that was being intentionally denied to them for political purpose." Eventually, you believe that this is what looks more right than going back into the office and perpetuating a system of injustice quietly day after day. Reality Winner and Daniel Hale and Chelsea Manning, Thomas Drake, Terry Albury, and others who have come forward in the last decades, they really prove and have, I think, vindicated Daniel Ellsberg's approach to the wrongdoing that he saw so many decades ago, because the abuse of power is not something that's going away.
Reality Winner was an NSA contractor when she leaked information to the press describing alleged Russian interference in the 2016 elections. Imprisoned for over 4 years, she was released on June 2nd to a halfway house for the remaining months of her sentence. Her family is demanding a pardon. Daniel Hale pled guilty to leaking documents about the U.S. drone program of targeted assassinations in Afghanistan, Syria, and Iraq, which he participated in while in the Air Force. He will be sentenced in mid-July. Dan Ellsberg's May 1st disclosure was about a 1958 conflict over several small islands between mainland China and Taiwan. The U.S., Ellsberg revealed, drew up plans to launch nuclear weapons against China to support Taiwan. The report predicted that a U.S. first strike on China would provoke a nuclear counterstrike by the Soviet Union, killing millions. At 90, Dan Ellsberg is still tirelessly advocating for the rights of whistleblowers and a free press, calling on the Biden administration to drop its case against Julian Assange, the WikiLeaks founder who published leaked information documenting war crimes, and its prosecution of Daniel Hale. Ellsberg concluded his recent interview on Democracy Now!
"I've certainly been led more than almost anyone to appreciate the necessity of our First Amendment, our almost unique First Amendment, the protection of the freedom of the press, the freedom of the thought. In this, you can't have democracy without it."
I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, Hudson. That song was the Proud Family theme song, and stay tuned for the great music discussion and more.
WGXC Newsroom. This is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Edward McKinley reports in the Times Union that Governor Andrew Cuomo is not reopening the state capitol building June 18th. Instead, the Legislative Office Building and the Empire State Plaza complex will be reopened. Cuomo is keeping the public out of government buildings, even as citizens are now allowed in restaurants, sporting events, concerts, and other businesses as vaccination becomes widespread and the COVID-19 pandemic wanes. Cuomo said in a statement that did not acknowledge most capital governmental buildings are still off limits to citizens, and I quote, New Yorkers have worked hard against the COVID virus, and as a result, landmarks and attractions across the state are reopening to visitors. We are thrilled to welcome New Yorkers and guests from afar to our beautiful state capitol and the amazing Empire State Plaza, end quote. While citizens cannot see their government doing the work they paid for, there are free tours of the state capitol resuming June 21st at 10 a.m. and noon, with outdoor tours of Empire State Plaza restarting in early July. Read the full story in the Times Union. Melanie Lekasevic is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Cairo has the only primary race in Greene County this month. Three Republicans are on the ballot competing for two spots in the race for Greene County Legislature. Cairo is currently represented by two lawmakers at the county level, Republican William Lawrence and Democrat Harry Lennon. Lawrence is not running for re-election. The three candidates vying to run on the GOP line in the general election are Michael J. Camadine, John M. Coyne, and Sherry B. True. Camadine served on the Greene County Legislature for one term from 2004 to 2007. He said, and I quote, I am running now because change is needed. Change in the direction of the legislature, and we need more accountability in the legislature, end quote. Camadine wants to see the imposition of term limits and to make sure Cairo sees its, and I quote, fair share of development, end quote, in the county. He also wants to eliminate the county administrator's position and replace it with an elected county executive. Camadine said the town of Coxsackie has controlled the county for 30 years. He said, and I quote, the new Greene County Jail has gone up there because they have a stranglehold on Greene County government, end quote. Camadine, 64, said he has been in business his entire life and is a fiscal conservative looking to make a return to elected office. True was born and raised in Cairo and left town in 1981 after earning a bachelor's degree in communication. She returned to Cairo in 2014 to care for her elderly mother. During her career, True worked in Boston and Baltimore as an advertising and media production manager and later as an animal behaviorist and nutritionist. In Cairo, she was hired as an assistant to the town supervisor, a post she has held for 4 years. True 65 is running to bring improvements to the community. She wants to bring more broadband and cell towers to Cairo and I quote, there are things that need to get done within Greene County as far as economic development goes, end quote. She hopes to use her expertise as founder of the Cairo Development Foundation in this effort. True sees a great deal of potential in Cairo for business growth and expansion and as a potential destination spot for tourists and businesses alike. Coyne is the current Cairo Town Supervisor, and his term will end December 31st. He did not respond to multiple interview requests. The Republican primary will be held on June 22nd. Early voting continues through June 20th. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Stephon Johnson is reporting for the Amsterdam News. A new report from the Civil Rights Project at UCLA found the state of New York is the most segregated state for black students and the second most segregated for Latino students, trailing only California. Researchers analyzed trends from 2010 to 2018. The project's 2014 study previously found New York to be the worst, based on an analysis of data through 2010. The report read, and I quote, "All racial ethnic groups but Latino students have experienced declining contact with white students in New York State. This has been supplanted with growing exposure to Latino students," end quote. The report also notes that white students are no longer the state's majority. In schools that were segregated by poverty, according to the city council. Danielle Cohen of the Civil Rights Project pointed out that in order to address segregation in schools, all aspects of life in towns, suburbs, exurbs, and cities have to be examined. She said, and I quote, "Racism in housing and education policy have played very important roles in creating and perpetuating school segregation," end quote. An example is Rochester, which ranks in the top 20 of the most hyper-segregated cities in America. The UCLA report noted how deeds in Monroe County still contain clauses that restrict who can purchase properties or occupy spaces, thereby excluding people of color, Jewish people, and other ethnicities from specific areas. Thousands of these deeds still exist in the city and its suburbs. The newly released research also examines the expansion of school choice and charter schools and how those options may have contributed to the continued segregation of New York City schools in particular. The City Rights Project mission is to create a new generation of research in the areas of social science and law. And you can read the full story at AmsterdamNews.com. Nick Greisman is reporting for State of Politics that the State Department of Labor announced this week that the unemployment rate in New York last month dropped below 8% as the private sector added 17,500 jobs in May. The report found the jobless rates fell from 8.2% to 7.8%, but the state's rate is still above the national average of 5.8% and is nearly double the 2020 pre-pandemic rate. Unemployment in New York City remains high, but decreased from 11.4% to 10.9%. Unemployment outside the city declined from 5.7% to 5.5%. Business analysts predict it could take months for the economy and the unemployment picture to fully recover to pre-pandemic levels. And you can read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, June 18th. We got a chilly start to the day, 49 degrees early this morning, makes the climb to 81 by 3 p.m. Enjoy it while you can, because around 9 p.m., chances of rain enter the area and last all night, as temperatures fall to the lower 60s and dew points come up to the upper 50s. Saturday morning, the chance of rain continues, with thunder coming along for the ride in the afternoon. Dew points reach the mid-60s and the thermometer reaches 85. A lot of air conditioners are going to be switched on. Overnight, might be a bit sticky as dew points and temperatures collide in the lower 60s. Sunday will be hot with a high of 86 and no rain predicted. Dew points will be in the mid-60s, so it will be a little sticky. Monday, we can see more rain on the horizon. Pollen levels will be medium high for today and the weekend. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 3:49 a.m., high tide at 9:12 a.m., low tide again at 4:31 p.m., and high tide again at 10:11 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 75 degrees. Sunset today will be at 8:19 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:15 a.m. Again, for the rebroadcast, those times are for Friday. Looking way up, we see generally quiet conditions for the weekend. We have exited the recent energetic solar wind stream. Solar wind speed is currently 521 kilometers per second at 6 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently upgraded to poor. Radioactivity should be kicked up a little bit this weekend. Just a note for anyone monitoring the 2-meter band, next week begins the ARISS SSTV event from June 21st to the 26th. 12 images will be transmitted from the International Space Station. Collect them all. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2. Quiet. The current sunspot number is 12. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXE underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXE is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdemar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Here's what we do at the clubhouse. 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 It be fun at the clubhouse. Music stay loud at the clubhouse. Staff be cool at the clubhouse. Not just mind us your house. Music program at the clubhouse. Got a drum set at the clubhouse. Got a piano at the clubhouse. Make your own beats at the clubhouse. Get on the video at the clubhouse. Share your voice at the clubhouse. Express yourself at the clubhouse. Tracks program at the clubhouse. Be yourself at the clubhouse. No judgment at the clubhouse. No drama at the clubhouse. We accept you at the clubhouse. Got field trips at the clubhouse. Got art supplies at the clubhouse. Creativity at the clubhouse. Paint your own wall at the clubhouse. Got a TV at the clubhouse. Got Wi-Fi at the clubhouse. Food and snacks at the clubhouse. Hope to see you at the clubhouse.
Welcome back. You were just listening to our original clubhouse theme song made in our Tracks music program by DJ WIC. I'm your host, DJ Sean Money, and I'm with my sound engineer,
DJ Popcorn.
Yeah.
All right, we're here. So, DJ Sean Money, so we're here to talk a little bit about some of the diversity and, you know, stuff that happens and our cartoons and stuff growing up as a kid.
Yeah, you know, interracial shows.
You know what I'm saying? Stuff that we grew up on. So, without further ado, we're going to start off with the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Let's get into it.
Yeah.
Now this is a story take a manager, sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel Air. In West Philadelphia, born and raised, on the playground is where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool and all, shooting some b-ball outside of the school. When a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood, I got in one little fight and my mom got scared and said, "You're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air." I begged and pleaded with her day after day, but she packed my suitcase and sent me on my way. She gave me a kiss and then she gave me my ticket. I put my Walkman on and said, "I might as well kick it." First class, yo, this is bad. Drinking orange juice out of a champagne glass. Is this what the people of Bel Air living like? This might be alright. But wait, I hear the prissy bourgeois and all that. Is this the type of place that they just send this cool cat? I don't think so. I see when I get there. I hope they're prepared for the Prince of Bel Air. The plane landed and when I came out, there was a dude looked like a cop standing there with my name out. I ain't trying to get arrested yet, I just got here. I sprang with the quickness like lightning disappeared. I whistled for a cab and when it came near, the license plate said fresh and it had dice in the mirror. If anything, I can say that this cab was rare, but I thought, man, forget it, yo, home's the Bel Air. I pulled up to the house about 7 or 8 and I yelled to the cabbie, "Yo, home, smell you later." Looked at my kingdom, I was finally there to sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel Air.
So, we're back. It's me, DJ Popcorn, here with
DJ Jamani.
So, before we continue to go on here, I have something to tell you guys real quick. All views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse's parent organization, the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green Counties. Thank you.
Nope. For this show, we did switch it up a little bit. He's engineering. I'm hosting. So, but yeah. So, what would you say our next song is?
So, before we go on to the next song, though, you know, which we're going to talk a little bit about this, is Keenan and Kel.
Okay.
So.
Do you remember Keenan and Kel? I remember Keenan and Kel.
Yeah. I remember it, but it just, like. I didn't watch it like a whole bunch.
I remember Fresh Prince of Bel Air
more than
but
I do.
When we listened to it just now, there were like parts in the song that I didn't know. I'm like, I've never heard this part, and it's because I realized for the show they trimmed some of the parts.
Yeah, so they took about like a part of the verse out.
Yeah, it was pretty weird to, 'cause I'm like, I've never heard this part. Is this the right song?
Yeah, no, it definitely is because Yeah, like, I remember that part, but just very fondly. I think they cut it out.
Because I remember the first two parts. Couple guys, they were at the New Goods.
Yeah.
Making trouble in my neighborhood. I had one little fight and my mom got scared. Yeah, I'm going to watch Auntie and Uncle to Bel Air.
Yeah.
And then
basically that
it
whole
cuts.
Thing right there.
That two, the two parts cut. And it's like, I'm finally here. It's Fresh Prince of Bel Air. But yeah, I knew that more.
Yeah, definitely. Because that's like the part that really everybody knows.
It's okay,
like,
so my fault to cut you off. But actually, Keenan and Kel. Okay, so first they started in all that. Mm-hmm.
And then they got their own spinoff.
To, you know.
Keenan and Kel.
Right. So, without further ado, let's get into it.
Oh, here it goes.
Everybody out there, go run and tell your homeboys and homegirls it's time for Keenan and Kel. To keep you laughing in the afternoon, so don't touch that dial on Read the Room. Cause they always in the summer, no front, and you don't want to miss it. It's Double K, like, to the good way. Yes, Keenan and Kel, I should have said Kel and Keenan, and you gotta watch Keenan, cause Keenan be scheming with a plan or a plot to make it to the top, but they kinda in the middle, cause they always getting caught. This ain't the Hardy Boys or Nancy True Mystery. It's just Keenan and Kel in your vicinity, like Siegfried and Roy, Abbott and Costello, Magic and Kareem, or Ben and Teller. Somebody's in trouble. Oh, here you go. Oh, Nick, 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 Nick.
Okay, so that was the Keenan and Kel theme by Coolio, and I'm DJ Popcorn here again with
DJ Shaw Money.
So, DJ Shaw Money.
Yeah.
So, what were some things that prominently stuck out with you through this show?
Keenan and Kel, the orange soda.
Yeah.
Orange soda.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big thing about Keenan and Kel.
Yeah.
By the way, if I remember correctly, before Nick got their, I guess, total reboot,
mm-hmm.
it was on Teen Nick.
Yeah, before Teen Nick got removed, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember anything from that?
With Keenan and Kel, I definitely have to say it's the orange soda is definitely orange soda, stuck right? out to me, yeah.
I'm pretty sure Keenan, was it Keenan? I can't remember their faces.
Yeah, it was Keenan.
I think Keenan was in Good Burger, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah.
Because Keenan ended up playing Raven's brother.
Like, and then Good Burger. Like...
Yeah. So, but the next song, speaking of Raven, you know what I'm saying? Next up, we got Disney. You know, we got our girl, China and McClain, you know what I'm saying? Word. Ant Farm, Calling All the Monsters. This song's a banger. We're going to let you guys enjoy this one. So, yeah. We'll be right back.
Calling all the monsters, calling all the monsters, calling all the monsters.
Hard thumps and you jump, coming down with goosebumps. You dare to go there, I'ma get you so scared. Wishing you could just wait.
Here we go.
right. Yeah. Now we're back. That was Calling All the Mountains by China and McLean for the show Ant Farm. So Ant Farm, speaking of Ant Farm, so okay. China and McLean and her brother obviously being, oh, and the rest of her family, you know, this show having obviously a black main character.
Yeah.
So with this theme here today, you know what I'm saying, with a bit of diversity, you know, China and her family, China and her brother, definitely, you know, do stick out as like some of the main characters.
Nah, no lie. I remember Ant Farm the most. If we're talking like childhood shows from like Disney and stuff.
Yeah, Ant Farm is one of the ones I remember pretty fondly.
Ant Farm is a really top tier show.
Yeah, Ant Farm's pretty good.
W theme song.
I remember this, Wizards of Waverly Place.
I remember another show, but it was on like Disney XD. And it was called like Randy Cunningham, Ninth Gate Ninja.
Oh, I don't know.
You don't remember that?
Kicking It, I remember pretty fondly.
I liked the Kicking It. Kicking It was okay. It was on like top tier shows.
Okay. Let's see. We did definitely. We had, Good Luck Charlie. How could I forget the OG? Good Luck Charlie's an
OG. Oh my God, Good Luck Charlie.
That was a really good show.
At first, I didn't like Good Luck Charlie.
Yeah, it took me a while to warm up.
I only liked Good Luck Charlie because I think they had Max in it. The kid who played Max got older.
Oh yeah, I mean, I think so. But
a lot of the reason why, like, I watch shows because like it was always one character that I like.
Oh, a different scene
from one show, and then like went to another show. That was something that got me into.
Yeah, so definitely though, as I said, one of the shows I remember very, very well is Wizards of Waverly Place. So, right now, we're gonna get into the theme song. Why not, Selena Gomez? Wizards of Waverly Place theme song. Everything is not what it seems. Let's go. We'll catch you right back.
Well, you know everything's gonna be a breeze. At the end, we'll no doubt justify the means. Can fix any problem with the slightest of ease. Yes, please. Will you not find out it'll go to your head when you write a report on a book you never read? But the snap of your fingers, you can make your bed.
And so we're back. Yeah, so DJ Popcorn.
DJ Sean Money. And that was Wizardly Place. So that was such a W show. I remember like back then, like when I was younger and watching this show, like how much good time, especially like her, I'm pretty sure her brother was named like Alex.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Russo family. I remember like a lot of great memories with that show.
Yeah.
Did you have a favorite character, by the way?
Bro, I've gotta say it. So, Selena Gomez has to be my bro.
Oh my
Selena
God.
Gomez was my favorite character.
Okay, bro, we get it, bro.
Simply for the
crush.
That was the childhood.
I'm not gonna hold you. Like, I would say Max is my favorite character.
Okay, yeah, no.
Max is my favorite because
Max reminded me a bit of myself, like back in the
day. I was younger. On top of that, both of the siblings are older than me. So I was like, okay, Max, the third child, youngest.
But, yeah, I also like Justin a lot, too, because he was really mature, but he also had, like, a really, like, a cool, goofy side, though. And then Selena's boyfriend for, like, that little bit of time was pretty cool, too, like the werewolf dude.
My favorite one was, like, when they cloned themselves. That was a great episode. I just love clones. Anything mm-hmm. that has to do with clones... It's just cool to me.
Speaking of clones, Caillou's clone here.
Oh,
Little
my
Bill.
God, no.
Now let's get
no,
into
Little
it.
Little Bill was different breeded. It's not no clone.
Little Bill.
Little
little bear.
Hello, friend.
Yeah. Little Bill. I don't know if you, like, I wonder, like, the people that actually listening, I wonder if y'all, like, ever watched Little Bill.
My boy Little Bill was really nice, too.
Nah, Little Bill was not no copy, though.
Nah.
That's what we gotta get out the way.
Nah, that's Caillou's clone. Cause look,
oh, bro.
Because look at this. They were both bald, right? Caillou came first. Let's get that straight. Caillou came first, right? He cried like a little girl all the time.
But
Little Bill
was better.
Nah, he was better when it came to not crying.
Little Bill
had siblings too. Rosie was a G. Rosie threw a car at my guy. Rosie was a G.
You think Caillou cared? You think Caillou cared?
Nah, Caillou cheated her. Nah, Caillou smacked
Caillou
her.
Caillou cheated her.
That was flame.
She was a stranger.
Caillou smacked her. I was like,
but that's besides the point. We're not talking about Caillou.
No,
we're talking about Little Bill.
When Arthur smacked DW, now that was like top 10 cartoon moments ever. Because she ruined his airplane when she threw his airplane out the window. I said, no.
I still think. You know what? Never mind.
Because look, you know what I'm saying?
I still think.
My boy Arthur really hit DW.
I still
DW.
Think we should have picked Arthur.
Arthur hit DW with the craziest smack. I'm not even going to lie. he sent her, bro, like, years back, like,
look, bro,
she can't
I'm
even
telling
imagine.
You, look. That's why, like I said, I'm sticking with this. I feel like Arthur's brown skin,
bro.
I'm sticking with
his fur is brown, but he's not brown skin.
I feel like Arthur.
His skin is light.
You seen the?
Under that,
you see? Did you see the way? You see the way Arthur be moving,
bro? My boy is an aardvark, but he wasn't a G.
Arthur
though.
Be moving.
He's an aardvark, but he was a G though.
With his ways, so I be feeling like Arthur's brown skin.
Come on now.
Just like I still feel like number one from Kid Next Door was black.
I mean,
bro. Okay,
bro, I'll let light skin go with him.
Okay,
with
thank
him,
you,
light
thank
skin
you, thank you.
But like anything above that, bro, I don't think.
Okay, we'll take light skin. But you can't tell. Okay, that's like me. That's like your point when you said Tim the Bear from the Cleveland Show.
Oh yeah, no, he's for sure like light skin and or
so,
black.
So why can't you not accept that Arthur's brown skin,
bro? Because like they're both animals, yes. And they,
okay,
like, I'm saying,
okay,
like,
wait. So that means you cut off the fur.
Yeah.
That means you can't consider that.
I can.
No, you can't, because like you just said for me, you said Arthur, you cut off his fur.
Arthur and Tim are two different.
No, no,
they're,
okay,
they're not
okay,
equal,
okay, right?
So
but no, no.
What
but what I'm saying is, if you cut off Tim the Bear's fur.
Okay.
He's light underneath.
Right. You cut off Arthur's
light,
fur.
Light.
You cut off Arthur's fur.
He's
light
underneath. So
light,
you're
light.
Telling me that you can't
it's
count
not,
Tim
but,
the I'm, Bear.
But look at this, though. They're two different animals.
You
they're
can't
on
count
on
Tim the Bear,
they're
then.
They're on two different tiers.
If I can't count Arthur, you can't
Arthur
count
would,
Tim
Arthur
the
would,
Bear.
Arthur would lose that fight.
Okay,
that's
true. That's
what I'm saying.
Okay,
Arthur
I,
would lose
I know that
fight.
I know that, but I'm saying you're telling me you can't count Arthur as brown skin, but you can count Tim the Bear as black.
No, I'm saying, like, he could pass as light-skinned Tim.
Okay, so you're telling me he can count as light-skinned, but...
No, Arthur can't.
Arthur, okay, but Arthur, so, but
see,
Arthur
no.
can't count off
see,
as
no,
brown
no.
skin?
No, I'm saying if Arthur was light-skinned, bro, he has so many chances to ask out that one girl, bro.
Okay, okay,
right?
I know that,
Arthur
but you're telling me...
If Arthur really embraced it, he would have went for it.
No, you're telling me that Arthur... Can't
bro,
pass.
Arthur is light skinned. You can clearly see
Arthur. Him. What Arthur is brown skin,
Arthur
bro.
Is a light skinned man,
bro. Bro, you can
see
light
it,
skinned
man.
You can see it, bro. His sister's brown skin. He's brown skin. His dad.
DW was not brown.
DW was probably like. I'm not.
DW was definitely light skinned. So it has to be in the genetics.
No,
therefore,
bro. No,
yeah.
No,
yeah,
no,
stop,
no,
no,
no.
Stop the
no.
nonsense.
DW was basically brown skin. Arthur was brown skin. His mom was basically brown skin. His dad, brown skin. They were all brown skin, bro.
I'll say that. His dad was for sure like black or brown, one of the two. His dad was for sure
what
black
his
or
mom?
Brown.
What about his mom? You look at photos of his mom.
His mom might be light skin or white, one of the two.
Arthur's mom.
Passing as light skin or white.
That's crazy to me.
So, I'm saying, so Arthur, has, Arthur
you,
has to be
no,
at least
no,
white
bro,
skin.
I'm telling you,
Arthur is
brown
skin.
Bro.
Arthur is not a brown skin man.
But I still think we should have had Arthur on this. Arthur is brown skinned, bro.
Arthur is not brown skinned. But he has to be light skinned.
But you consider Tim the Bear
light skinned
more than Arthur.
So, I'm saying.
Wait, I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Which one are you playing first? Cleveland Show or Arthur?
Cleveland Show, easy.
Why?
Because comedy wise. Me back then, I would.
Okay, no.
Me
okay,
back
wait,
then, I would have
no,
chose Arthur.
Okay. Not off of Cleveland or anybody else. Tim the Bear or
Tim
Arthur?
So Tim, if he had his own show. So I'm saying, so look.
They're playing Tim. No. It's point blank. Tim the Bear or Arthur?
Like character wise?
If Tim had his own show,
I'd watch it.
Which one are you picking?
To watch?
Yes.
Tim the Bear. I'm watching Tim the Bear.
That's so
I'm
crazy.
Saying, look, no, I'm saying, look, I'm watching Tim the Bear simply for the fact that I haven't seen what he'd be like in his own show.
Bro,
he was a great character in Cleveland. He was a good addition.
Bro.
So look, I want to see how his show would flow. Word.
All right, bro. What's next song, bro?
Look, we about to get into the OG right here. We got Boondocks.
Boondocks?
But after Boondocks, we going to go to the news, and then we going to come back,
okay,
and we're going to talk
gonna
a little
lie.
Bit about Boondocks.
I'm not going to lie. Us as kids, you know dang well we was not supposed to be watching it.
Yep, I was not supposed to be on Adult
Swim. It hit 12 o'clock. You dead.
Man.
You supposed to be asleep.
Yep.
Getting ready for middle school.
See?
Hit 12 o'clock.
Word.
What is this? I was watching you watching Adult Swim.
But the ads always used to be the best part.
The ads on Adult
Swim. And now that's a trend on TikTok,
the
Adult Swim
ads.
The ads
on Adult Swim, bro. No.
No, they were always they were always really cool to me.
Bro, I'm not even going to get into that. We'll get into that, like, on mute, because.
All right, so, without further ado, Boondocks theme. Let's go.
One, two.
I am the stone that the builder refused. I am the visual, the inspiration that made ladies sing the blues. I'm the spark that makes your idea bright. The same spark that lights the dark so that you can know you're not from your right. I am the ballad in your box, the bullet in the gun, the inner glow that let you know to call your brother son. The story that just begun, the promise of what's to come. And I'ma remain a soldier till the war is won. Chop, 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 I am the stone that the builder refused. I am the visual, the inspiration that made ladies sing the blues. I'm the spark that makes your idea bright. The same spark that lights the dark so that you can know your left from your right. I am the ballad in your box, the bullet in the gun, the inner glow that let you know to call your brother son. The story that just begun, the promise of what's to come. And I'ma remain a soldier till the war is won. I am the stone that the builder refused. I am the visual, the inspiration that made ladies sing the blues. I'm the spark that makes your idea bright. The same spark that lights the dark so that you can know your left from your right. I am the ballad in your box.
Yo, DJ Popcorn.
DJ Sean Money.
All right, and we're back.
What?
And we're about to. Before we get into the news, though, I got something to talk about. So, Sha.
Yes.
Take it away.
Okay, so about this? Okay, so my question is, who was your favorite character for real?
Me, my favorite character had to be Riley, because he was just like, had the fun side, you know what I'm saying, at a young age. He had like the girlfriend and everything.
Yeah.
It was like the no snitching thing was like a huge policy for him. And, you know, it, like he was like really into
I'm
rap.
Not going to hold you. Riley, you know? His name was Riley, right?
Yeah,
Riley was low-key kind of acting like people today, like of today's society. Mm-hmm. He was thinking it was cool to be like,
and that's one of the,
a hood dude. No
yeah, and one of those shows just like, it just shows like the examples of like nowadays, like that those shows are not gonna really get old. Those shows are like really, they really don't age to me.
Oh wait, I do want to say this. The guy that played his grandfather.
Oh yeah, he died right.
Yeah. I just want to say I played him. You feel me?
Yeah, rest in peace, Grandpa. Word.
That was a great voice actor. He was funny too. I would say my favorite character, what was his name? The one with the afro. I think it was his brother.
Huey.
It was
Huey.
His brother, right?
Huey. Yeah, Huey.
I liked him more as a kid.
He was named after Huey Newton, by the way, a Black Panther.
Yeah, I liked him more because he was quiet.
Yeah, he.
Collected, smart.
He was very reserved. That's why I liked him a lot.
I mess with him more, though.
Yeah, I definitely like Riley better.
He was low-key kind of funny, too.
Because Riley, like, they were both funny, obviously.
They had their moments.
Like, I related to Riley more because I was super young, and it was just, like, he was one of those characters who he was, like, pretty reckless with stuff, and just, like, he reminded me a lot of my young self.
Thinking of it now kind of gave me, like, a Phineas and Ferb vibe.
I mean, low-key.
Because think of it, right? Phineas was the one that was outgoing, loud, and everything. Oh, let's just go do this, right?
Ferb just doesn't speak.
Ferb, barely spoke.
Ferb spoke once that I can recall.
Ferb. Talked a couple times in the show.
Yeah.
Here and there, but.
Yeah, I just haven't seen him, like, speak.
Now, like, think of it. Like, you compare both of them, bro. Like, I know, like, it's a little different, but I mean, like, good, bro. It's like, kind of similar.
I mean, it's kind of similar, but there's a lot of huge differences within them.
I know that.
Obviously, like, the age demographic of the, you know, the lack of viewership and stuff.
Most definitely. But don't get into our 6:30.
No. So our news, you know, we're about to get into it, and we'll catch y'all on the way back, and we gonna finish up.
Deuces.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Bethany Bump reports into Times Union that State Attorney General Letitia James says Albany Medical Center violated human trafficking law and must repay Filipino nurses over $90,000 in restitution. James said Albany Med violated the Trafficking Victims Protection Act by including a, and I quote, replacement fee, end quote, provision in its employment contracts with nurses recruited from foreign nations. That would force the nurses to pay the hospital up to $20,000 if they resigned or were fired within the first 3 years of their employment or face legal action from immigration authorities. James said in a June 17th news release, and I quote, "As we've seen with the COVID-19 crisis, nurses are the backbone of our healthcare system and deserve to be treated with the utmost respect and dignity. By forcing its employees to choose between paying outrageous sums to leave their jobs or facing immigration authorities, Albany Med violated their rights as workers and as individuals," end quote. The hospital must now remove the provision from all its employment contracts. Apparently, that action will be taken reluctantly. Spokesperson Matthew Markham said, and I quote, "We do not agree with the Attorney General's characterization of the facts in this case, and we do not believe that Albany Med did anything wrong. However, it's not worth our time, effort, or expense to fight these politically motivated allegations, and the settlement agreement we entered into specifically states that we did not admit to any violation of law. We value all the nurses and are proud of our efforts to recruit and support nurses from the Philippines who are eager to train and provide care as part of our Albany Med team," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Andrea Mako reports at Porcupine Soup that another longtime Greene County Resort property has been sold. The 16.5-acre manor was sold on June 3rd for $1,960,000 to Typer's Chaim Incorporated of Lakewood, New Jersey, a nonprofit Jewish organization. Nadina Torini, general manager and associate broker with Wynn Morrison Realty, said they plan to use the property only in the month of August every year. Greene County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Jeff Friedman said many former resorts have been sold recently. Friedman noted, and I quote, "A sizable portion of our resorts have been sold within the last year and many within the last 5 months. It's a never-ending list," end quote. That includes Hotel Vienna and the Thompson House in Wyndham, Villa Vosella in Tannersville, and the Washington Irving Inn in Hunter. Friedman said, and I quote, "It is a shame that we are losing these family-owned resorts. It's going to be a vastly different resort community," end quote. Read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. HudsonValley360.com reports that three Columbia County schools won state championships this week. Ichabod Crane won the Class B softball title. Chatham won the Class C title. And the Germantown boys won the Class D baseball title.
Ichabod Crane's championship after a perfect season was the most impressive. The third year in a row, they won the state title. There were no playoffs due to COVID-19 in 2020. The Riders beat Taramac 3-0 on June 16th to win the title. The Chatham Panthers defeated the Lake George Warriors 4-1 on June 16th to win the 2021 Section 2 Class C Softball Championship. And Germantown won 2-1 over Fort Ann June 15th on the Bard College campus. And you can read more about this story on the Hudson Valley 360 website. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.
Get set. It's all that.
So, DJ Popcorn.
Yeah.
DJ Shop Money. And we're back with the rest of the show. So, right now, we are going to be talking a little bit about the whole Codename Kids Next Door situation. Now, I was not planning on talking about this, but before I do, DJ Shaw Money.
I just want to say, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio Live from Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC Broadcasting in Great Catskill and Hudson.
So.
That was all that.
Now it's time for like a few minutes.
Okay.
To go with this debate.
Oh, wait. Before we get into the debate, I just want to say, Juneteenth, right? Yeah, Juneteenth is also coming up. I want to say RIP to X, because, right, 3 years?
Yep.
3 years, right? So, yep. Want to say that, get that out the way.
All right, cool. So, the question here at hand that we have here at our council.
Okay, was number one from Kids Next Door, Black.
Yep, Codename Kids Next Door.
I personally think he was. Think he was.
And we need to come to a solution, so you guys can email at us, you know.
Please do.
At ourtownourtruth@gmail.com, ourtownourtruth@gmail.com, OURTOWN OUR truth @gmail.com.
I remember who else we were arguing about. Arthur. I wanna see what his parents look like. Hold on. I wanna see what his parents look like.
Yeah. I feel we can come to the conclusion that number one is light-skinned. I just want to leave it at light.